All right, everyone, it's Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comic Corner. We are back with The Invisibles. And I was about to say Transmetropolitan because we usually do that first, but we're doing it second. Anyway, let's get started. It's about time. Time machine go. Grant Morrison, of course. San Ildefonso Pueblo. Now. Mason? It's not bad news, is it? No, sorry, it's just this fax from my research team. The Japanese kids I told you about. This is... Am I reading this right, Robin? Time machine go. Does it mean what I think it means? It means I've been away from work too long. Okay. Protestant work ethic kicking in, Mason? Afraid so. I'd better arrange some transportation to San Francisco. So what's up? This had better be worth all the shit we'd been through, is all I'm saying. What if our chemists say it's just water? What's the chances we've really got an HIV cure on our hands, Fanny? Higher than you think, darling. Listen, I used to have a client, a pharmacist, his name was Tony. Beautiful wife, two girls. But he had this thing for boys in high heels. Anyway, that's a thing, as I told you. He told me that it's all shit, darling. The big pharmaceutical companies have cures for everything, from the common cold to cancer, but it's not in their interest for people to get well. Think about it. Most of the medicines you buy are designed to prolong the conditions they're supposed to cure. Facts, right? I mean, that's what you guys call it now. It's a multi-billion dollar scam. No way. Do you really think they've done it? This is the thing, isn't it? This all has got to do with that photograph you're carrying around and this big secret we're still waiting to hear. Look, the time hasn't been right. And there are too many people around all the time. Listen, if we can just go with Mason to the West Coast, I can explain everything. When we've seen Takashi in the time suit and... Trust me on this. Takashi? Robin, look, I'm not telepathic, you know. You're gonna have to start talking to us because everyone's getting... Hey, quit necking, you two. Guess what we just found? Tequila party, you bastards. Las Vegas, now. At around 10:30 on that March 18th morning in 95, a military doctor made a shocking diagnosis. The victims of the Tokyo subway attack had been exposed to sarin, a nerve agent used by the Nazis during World War II. 4 days later, the authorities raided the headquarters of the Aum Supreme Truth Cult and began to unearth vast stockpiles of chemicals. No! Shizuka, they want us in San Francisco. Quiet, I'm waiting for the master to tell me what I should do. He speaks through the video. Aum's leader, Shoko Ashara, denied everything and even filed a $300,000 suit for damages against the Japanese government. It was all in vain. The Armageddon this is predicted by Ashara in which he... Hold on, it's a little different. It was all in vain. The Armageddon this is predicted by Ashara in which he what you almost succeeded in must do, Shizuka bringing a 10 to the about voice of your Christ. What? Okay, so this is obviously some hidden words here. 10:30, 95, Sarin Nazis, Aum Supreme Truth, Shoko Ashara, $300,000. And then it says, this is what you must do, Shizuka. Attend to the voice of your Christ. Ah, you see how they done that? They've hidden messages in the fucking comic, guys. Ah, did you hear that, Yoshio? Of course I didn't. It's only you the guru speaks to that way. Come on, let's clean up here. Time to move on. My friend Shizuka here... Or is it Shizuka? I don't know. I mean, I'm the one that does the hentai games. I should know this. But it's probably Shizuka. He's not a bad man. He does what must be done, and he does it with all his heart. We are not sadists. We wish only to purge you of bad karma. It is not coincidence that led you here, but your own need to balance things. You must have been very bad indeed in your past lives. No. What's he doing? Please tell him not to hurt us. What's he going to do? I will cut off your penis and use it to rape your girlfriend. And so, when you are born again into life, you would do well to remember this. Be good. Albuquerque, now. We got the vaccine. We did okay. Bobby's dead. Bambi's dead. Bumper is working for the bad guys, and I have to go back and explain it all to Sister George, who's lying in bed with a broken ankle after the last disaster. My team's been decimated. I don't know if okay is the word I'd choose here. Yeah, well, sometime soon I want to get back into that base. There was stuff down there I can't just walk away from. That thing from Roswell. Unfinished business. Well, let me know when you're ready. Couple of asses down there I ain't done with kicking either. It was good to see you again, Roger. Take care. Yeah, and for fuck's sake, next time I see you, don't be dressed like Perry Como. Aye. And I love you so... Get your arse up here, man. It's like Elvis's fucking toilet with wings. San Francisco now. So King Mob sent us here on a mission, yeah? Okay, 500 in Harrison, 960. Okay, what in the hell is going on here? It's a fucking eye-opener, this, eh? These, all right, have you come up? Ah, it's Saturday night. I want to dance, man. I'll even dance with you. You couldn't stand the place, darling. I'm from Rio. I'd eat you alive. I could dance the arse off any... I could dance the arse off you any day of the week. Aye, I've been meaning to ask you this. You're a guy, right? And you want to be a girl, yeah? So how come you don't just get the operation? I don't need an operation, Jack. I'm not sick. And a girl with a dick is still a...
Look, he said it. I didn't.
Shh. Here they come. Oh, my God. Darlings, what wonderful costumes. This is Perot. And this Columbine. I can see. Invisible things. You're looking for the hand of glory this way to the Harlequinade. What's all this? These are the people we came here to meet. Fucking posers. What's all this fucking dodgy art school wank, man? Where are we going? On an adventure, sweetheart. Alright, but it better have a sound system. It's dancing shoes at dawn. Berkeley, now. Last I heard from you was that mad postcard from Australia and a couple of phone calls at Christmas. Is this pleasure or are the Manson girls with you? We're all staying in the Marriott on Market, courtesy of Mason Lang, the New Age billionaire. He reckons one of his research people has figured out how to make a time machine and, well... This bit's supposed to be pleasure coming to see you. The rest is business and the girls are just people, Jackie. Christ, he's making this a bit far too fetch. Yeah, let's try that again. Christ, he's making this bit too far-fetched. Are you seeing anyone? Just people, you know. Nothing serious. Yeah, ours was a hard act to follow. We were so fucking cool, Jackie. So why did you have to get into black magic and killing people? It's not black magic. Look, I couldn't just sit back and watch, not when I found out what was going on. These people, these things were fighting. They want to enslave everyone and everything. They won't be able to. It's only you fighting them that gives them strength. To fight the Empire is to be infected by its derangement. Whoever defeats part of the Empire becomes the Empire. It proliferates like a virus. Thereby, it becomes its enemies. Philip K. Dick. I memorized it after the last time we had this argument. Let me read that again. To fight the Empire is to be infected by its derangement. Whoever defeats part of the Empire becomes the Empire. It proliferates like a virus. Thereby, it becomes its enemies. Think about that. Philip K. Dick is dead, a loss. What's that supposed to mean? Everything in the universe is going exactly to plan, Gideon. We don't have to do anything. Surely you can see you've ended up needing your enemy to make you who you are. You couldn't live without them now. Bullocks, Zenfer, I just can't be bothered. Maybe you can happily sit there and watch our freedom and our souls being taken away, hoping some benevolent non-entity from the sky is going to save us all at the last second. I have to do something. So how is your mom? Piss off. Don't start. You're running around shooting people like they're nothing. You're fucked up, Gideon. You're not cool. You're not a hero. You're just a murderer. I can't talk to you about any of this. Come on, Jackie. Let's not fight. It's what you're good at. Oh, Gideon. On the table if you want me to give you a massage. Do you want the lime-scented oil or just the ordinary stuff? Might as well try the lime. You didn't used to have all these scars. You didn't used to have red hair. Sometimes I think I'm drawn to the devil's daughter. Ow! Don't you ever wish there was some way to get us back together with that feeling we had? Nothing else is working like that worked. When I'm all done with guns, you're the first person I'll call. There's a death god tattooed on your bum. How am I supposed to fancy a killer? You were a writer when I knew you. Does that hurt? No. Well, it should. You're holding a lot of tension here in your shoulders. Yeah, I'm looking after it for a friend. Somewhere we're laughing at all this, Jackie. The real us. Remember that time we were tripping on mushrooms with Boris, but it was just you and me, like our two souls that melted together? It was like a whole universe of love. A place where there's nothing left of us but pure, uncut heart. A place outside of time where there are no lies and no misunderstandings because everyone is part of everyone else. Eternal pulse of love, 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 love. 120 beats per minute, 3 a.m. in the best nightclub ever. And then the sun came up and we all got thrown out and I let go of your hand and just for a minute you disappeared into a sea of strangers. I still love you. I can't help it. And all the other pointless soppy things he'd intended to say. 3rd of November, 1985, the day he met her. He slams in an Undertones tape and floors the pedal. The Bay Bridge begins to strobe like a Marionetti painting. San Fran turns manga. Teenage kicks right through the night. San Francisco, now. So what exactly is this thing, Takashi? Doesn't look much like a time machine. You're gonna have to explain this to me. It's a problem geometry, Mr. Lang. In our subjective universe, we experience three dimensions of space and one of time. However, I believe time, like space, also has more than one dimension. Bathroom? RRM. Don't know what that RRM means, but he's pointing to it, so whatever. Think of time-space as a multidimensional self-perfecting system in which everything that has ever or will ever occur occurs simultaneously. I believe time-space is a kind of object, a geometrical supersolid. I believe it may even be a type of hologram in which energy and matter themselves are byproducts of the overlapping of two higher systems. Maybe you should just write this down. Everything is on disk, Mr. Lang. Think of it. Think of it this way. Where is the past? Where is the future? Undeniably, they exist, but why can't you point to them? The only way to do that is to jump up from the space of time-space and see all of history and all of our tomorrows as the single object I believe it is. Okay, the invention of the airplane gave us mastery of the third spatial dimension. Now we have to build a machine capable of freeing us from the single time dimension we inhabit. And you know what? I think my great-grandfather's origami is from the future. I think I will send it back to him from a time to come so that it will pass down through my family to inspire my efforts. I believe, Mr. Lang, that I have already invented the time machine, and I have sent its image back to guide me towards its creation. In 1945, he makes the final fold. The frog's leg muscles release kinetic energy. In America, J. Robert Oppenheimer studies his wristwatch too intently. Look at that first picture. Airflow gently rearranges grains of sand in the raked garden. In the future, a girl with red hair is talking to his great-grandson. In the future, there would be no future. This is amazing. You're so close, Takashi. This is it. Miss, do I know you? Kind of. There are some things I have to explain to you, Takashi. I have a photograph. Takashi, are these friends of yours? Bring the boy, Shizuka. Not the fat one. I'll deal with the others. We don't have time for your methods. No! We are simply agents of karma. We are like accountants. Whoa, is she a robot? The fuck? We balance the books of the universe in the name of the master. No! Yeah, don't shoot him. That's Lang. The billionaire. It's Lang. No more shooting, please. Shoji, you knew about this? Takashi, don't look at me that way. I promised the girl I'd do what I could to help save the world. Haromageddon is coming, but your time machine can take the faithful safely back into the golden age. I just wanted to escape Haromageddon, Takashi. Your misunderstandings of the teaching shows that your karma is not good, boy. Have you heard? Haromageddon is already here. Shoji! I'll set the explosives this time, Shizuka. Get them to the car, whatever it takes. Everyone is a legitimate target. Look, please just tell me what you want. Can we just talk for a moment like reasonable men? We have what we want, Mr. Lang. Be thankful your karma has made you rich and therefore useful. There will be more time to talk later. Or rather, he says, there will be time for talk later. Oh, shit. The fuck is going on here? That thing coming from her forehead. Hiya. There's no future in it. I mean, have you ever heard anything so stupid? I mean, I'm standing there with my mouth open like Ed Wiesenthal is seriously trying to tell me there's no future in history? Christ, if there's one thing we're always going to have, it's history. Yeah, don't shoot her. Shit, for God's sake, don't. Ah! Huh. King Mob, he's... Yeah, out. Ugh. Everybody out of the way. Jesus. Yeah. Patak. You okay? Robin's in the lab. There's a bomb. Don't know how long. Don't come after me. Ow. Robin. Telepathic link with me. Do it. What? San Francisco. Now. Oh, wow. Definitely looks like a 70s spy thing, right? Like a secret agent deal. I think that's what they were going for. That's Boland, of course. Great art, by the way. San Francisco. Curf. Huh. Robin, tell me you survived this shit. Somewhere else. Oh my god, where are we? What happened? What just happened there? What is that thing? It's okay. Everything's... Ow, did I get shot? I can't... I got shot. Takashi was talking about how time is an object and somebody walked in and shot me. Was there a bomb? I can't seem to get... It's okay, just stay calm. Japanese gangsters by the looks of them. They took Mason and Takashi? Sounds like he's an old pal. I knew him when he was older. Look, I'm not crippled. I know, but you've been losing blood and I just pushed you into another universe and that'll take it out of anybody. Wait. Go. There, we've been scanned. We can pass. Pass where? Say again what you said a minute ago. You heard me. We're in another universe. Well, we always were, I suppose. Our reality's the pattern on the wallpaper, and this place is the wall. Right. So, how come I feel like I've been here before? Because you have. But you came as a psychic projection. You probably thought it was just a shared thought space, like the telepathic equivalent of an internet discussion room or something. No, wait a minute. Salomon's house. Yeah, this is the real thing. Salomon's house, the house with wings. The academy, the school of shadows. It's real, Robin. Say hello to the invisible college. The girl almost likely to. Okay, it's real, but... It looks like a medieval university. It smells like a Hindu temple, and you know, where is it real? See the fish symbol on the wall? That explains everything. Hang on. Friar Tick, Friar Tuck, kiss my sherries, oh my brothers. Passcode accepted. What? You told me I had to open a telepathic link, didn't you? And then you hit my back. It was the only way to get you out of there before the bomb went off. Tom O'Bedlam taught me way back. I think he showed Jack how to do it, too. Oh my god. I feel as though I could be dying, and this is just some kind of mad final vision I'm getting. There you go. I mean, you've got your anti-nano machine bracelet and your mysterious photograph, and... I thought it was time I freaked the shit out of you for once. So what's the bracelet all about, then? A fast-breeding nanoswarm went rogue in 2010 and caused a kind of worldwide flu epidemic. The bracelet detects swarms and transmits a disorganizing signal. I shouldn't be telling you this. What year? They sent me back from 2012. This is 2. I feel weird. I feel sick. This is science fiction. Afraid not, love. This is our lives. They'll soon get you fixed up in here. Wait a minute. What is this? It's a sort of hospital. Listen, I have to ask, that metal thing in your head, Please don't tell me I've been shagging an android, or please do tell me I've been shagging an android. I like the way you think. Don't be ridiculous, it's an implant. They're as common as tattoos or piercings where I come from. This one augments latent psychic talent. Listen, I don't need this, Gideon. I'm fine, really. You're concussed and wounded. Just lie back and think of England. You take care, and I'll be back later to hear about the future. Where are you going? I feel really tired. I can't stay. I'd be meddling in shit if I didn't... I can't stay. I'd be meddling in shit I don't understand. Wow, what the heck? Relax and keep breathing. Things might get a bit odd before you fall asleep. If it starts to get uncomfortable or if it seems like an abduction experience, just remember this. They're not aliens. Why am I so... They never were aliens. They're antibodies. That's an interesting way of looking at it. Who told you, little doctors, remember, we're conceived by gentle crime and quantity of semen. That's a song. Don't know where it's from. Dr. Munchin, Dr. Madpie, wanton Batgirl wanting my pie. Dolby Digital. It's old school porn, I think. Okay, hey, listen. Soothsayer terminated my child. I'm pretty abstract right now, sis. I did that new wetcore hypo, but it's a pirate copy. Pretty lo-fi. You get to fuck Shay Fox for a half hour, but you can't come. Damn. That sounds like what pirated fucking virtual porn would be. It's like, yeah, you get to fuck her, but you can't get off. Sorry, orgasm not allowed in pirated copy. No! I just gotta get into something. Gonna make me come, okay, sis? Okay, Ragged Robin, whatever. Shay Fox, same fucking dick tease on every fucking station. Bollipop beats from Bombay, ZBC World Web. Select K Motion on your menu screen for slow previews of the transit, our mantra hypno. Your dreams are realities. Was it anything important? Not really. I'm just going into the past for a while, and I might never see you again. That's all. No shit. Hey, baby K. Me, she, go, flow, engender, blender, perforatex, and quincile kit with oodles of noodles till 4 a.m. Bang. Stop trying to pretend you're on something interesting, Slade. Save the sky-eyed slumming for the under-12 day clubs. You don't like him, fucking Anon says. You wonder what it's like when me and your brother fuck? No, we don't fuck. He's fixated on that cast mark shit on the fox head. Kind of turns me on, says. Not fucking. What's he on? Couple of B serene patches. He says it's the eye of God. Says the cast mark is God's eye. Placentral immaculatrix dissolving the was from materia was. Was you gonna say, Kay? Techno cult got the truth. Shevolving omnimatrix. We're all shimmering slaves. Even the master's temper axis. Techno cult are fascinated. Techno cult are financed by the conspiracy. You know that. Look, Toby, I just wanted to say bye. And Toby? Defractal hologram or insinuating uniterminal psychosis. Bye, Toby. I love you. See you when you're small. All be well, be well, all be well, and all manner of things will be well. Bob won't rape again thanks to iSpy auto surveillance systems. Your electronic conscience. Well, I'll be damned! Those new iSpy systems look set to consign conventional smart cams and tags to the history files. Bad news for Ruben Zion, the Orthodox activist who turned government surveillance footage of his apartment into an ongoing performance art multimedia success story. Select Zion on your menu for details. Now other news. It's no worse than the flu of 2010, say the experts, but doomsayer Dr. Clem Kendred claims that the colony of microscopic robots which escaped from a laboratory in Singapore could be self-replicating plague machines poised to destroy the world. The rogue nanos are attacking matter itself at the subatomic level, claims Dr. K. That's bad news in any language. Shit! If this blob of incoherent so-called magic matter found in Singapore's Changi Airport is anything to go by, the whole world could be due for molecular meltdown before Christmas Day. Ouch! Dr. Kendrick is being alarmist. Even in a worst-case scenario, all we'd have to do is a program hunter-killer nanoswarms to eliminate this so-called magic matter virus. No one is in any danger whatsoever, say the experts. You have selected traffic report from menu options. Traffic in the Bay Area is light due to fuel restrictions and preparations for tonight's End of the World flashback parade. Select parade on your menu for details. The ancient Mayan calendar runs out tomorrow morning, and some true believers are anticipating the end of time at 8 in the morning. If it ends, it ends, trip guru Terrence McKenna, whose fractal time wave graph also predicts the apocalypse, told TNN. It's the sort of thing we thought went out of fashion 12 years ago. It's the sort of thing we thought went out of fashion 12 years ago. But for some people, it seems, the apocalypse just never knows when to stop. Turnit News, serving the entertainment... The Entermation? Serving the Entermation Neuro Highway from dawn till dawn. Menu select. Soap. Dolly Boys Down Under. Bert, I'm having it done. I'm being shaved to be your non-bitch. And fuck's name, Magoo, Ma, stand and deliver. The soap is being deterred by bandit broadcasters. I'm just an actor. My performance is not more important than your life. Stop watching. We're false images designed to sell you products by exploiting your insecurities. To make you spectators in life, not participants. Let me make you happy, Bert. Please forgive the interruption to programming. Ignore false slogans. The terrorists will be dealt with in due course. That is interesting. Did you catch all that? Menu selection. Dolly Boys Down Under. Magoo, you know I can never be happy. The time suit is ready, more or less. Is that dry Japanese wit, Takashi? Please just tell me everything's okay. I know I can send you into the past, no problem. You have to get back to save the future. That's the most important thing. You must get back and... And the photograph. Oh, God, you must give me the photograph when you meet me. Okay. Give her a fucking break, Takashi. She gets back, she does everything right, remember? We were there, man. Hey, all right, love? Jack, oh my God, you made it. I knew you wouldn't let me down. This stuff's amazing. It's a liquid hologram screen TV in a bottle. I had to have it, darling. Promise me something, Robin dear. When you meet me and I'm young and glamorous, there's a very special message you must pass on. Tell me to diet. Yeah. You're sitting right in front of me, Fanny, and, well, you know, I must have forgot. Right, I've got to get back to Liverpool in time to meet the Buddha on the road and all that, so... Let's have a toast, Fanny. I've been waiting for this for years. Here's to... No future, darling. Yeah, no future. You're nuts. First thing you ever said when I met you, I'm Ragged Robin. I'm nuts. I better write that down. I don't think I can deal with you being a kid. I mean, I rely on you to get me through shit, Jack. Shit. I'm really scared. Why did it have to be me? You were the bravest, love. Sorry. This is it, right? This is what we all fought for and died for. It's all about to happen, and you're gonna be the first person to travel through time. No. It had to be me because it was me. Jesus, look at the clothes I'm gonna have to wear. How am I supposed to live in a world without Perforatex, Jack? Time machine go, minus 16 minutes. Takashi, listen, I know this is a stupid question, but, what time is it, Takashi? 7:45 in the morning, Pacific. Bear with me, Robin. Genius is mysterious. I want to get this right. You don't want to end up in the Triassic era. No, but it's just really hot in... Takashi, oh, Jesus, Takashi! Get her out of here, Takashi! Last chance! Don't let them near the time suit, Fanny! Oh, no. Oh, no! Takashi, get me! It felt like skipping ropes, the motion, and I went out of space and time. I could see all of it, and it wasn't exactly below me. It was something else. I'd moved in a direction I hadn't even thought of until then. But what happened to the others? What happened after I left? That's what I kept thinking. Excuse me, that's what I keep thinking. Phoenix has landed. Confirm re-entry. Oh, God. Oh, God. You've been living with this? Jesus, Robin. It was the last thing I saw. Everything coming apart. The Arkans breaking through. Takashi can't fight that. I have to get back. But to get back, I have to show Takashi the photograph. It's the final confirmation of his theory, or something. If he doesn't see it, he can't fix the time suit. And once he's fixed it and sent me back, he'll know how to build it, even though it takes 15 years. You're 33, I just realized. I thought you were about 10 years younger than me. You look really amazing. We all did. It was the future. 60 was middle age. Christ, you're brilliant. I've been sleeping with a girl from the future. If somebody had told me that when I was 14 and wanking over Barbarella pictures and famous monsters. How did you do it? How did you live here without telling anyone? If I had to go back and live in 1980, I'd go mad. I did go mad. I was in a mental hospital in Portland for 2 years before I met you. Thank God for the photograph. This thing doesn't feel like a photograph. What's the story, Rags? What was going on when we were in New Mexico that day? I watched my parents take a photograph of me when I was 8. I remembered the lady on the roof. I confirmed Takashi's theory, like I said. In 2009, when I met him, Takashi asked me if I had a photograph of myself as a child in New Mexico. Then he showed me an old, cracked enlargement of the sky from a shot in New Zealand in 1990, the one you're holding. It was in both pictures, the exact same cloud formation. They fixed my head? Yeah, so, yeah, I was saying. Takashi started talking about how fractal patterns repeat themselves through time, like the backgrounds in cartoons. He told me the entire universe was much simpler than we thought, and it looks like he's right. I saw it in New Mexico. I compared a detail of a cloud seen in Queenstown in 1990 to a New Mexican cloud in 1996, and they were identical. Barbarella, that's what I love about you. You're so shallow. That's me, babe. Listen, you must know what happens to all of us. Yeah, I do. So you said this explains everything. I must be missing something. It's some Christian thing, isn't it? It's called a Vesia Piscis. Most of the people with Jesus Saves bumper stickers don't realize the fish is actually a map of reality. Extend the curves, see? And you get two intersecting circles. Those early Gnostics knew. They were telling us what the true Christ told them. See? It's a primitive diagram of how a hologram works. That little section is us. All of time and space contained in that lens shape. Two universes? More like meta-universes. I suppose you'd call them. They exist on a higher scale. One, this one, is healthy. The others become terminally sick, deranged. Our universe is a hologram formed by their overlap. The Academy occupies something like space on the boundary wall of the healthy meta-universe. The Archon's outer church lies on the periphery of the infected meta-universe. The healthy meta-universe is trying to save us before it disengages from its dying twin and space-time collapses. Let me show you something. Oh my God. Oh, Jesus Christ, what is that? It's okay, this is where our reality disintegrates into the large-scale structure of whatever's out there. Beyond this, things are going on that we can't even conceptualize. Time and space start to get weird here on the perimeter. They start turning into something else. Can you see it? Like shutters opening and closing. I'm feeling kind of sick. Where are you? What is this? Why am I hearing you in my head? It's like you feel like a memory or deja vu. That's it. It all turns to living memory. Can we stop this? What? I don't know where your hand is. Here, step back out of it. Give me your hand. Oh, okay, I see where it goes. And then it says, here, step back out of it. Give me your hand. And she says, what? I don't know where your hand is. Jesus Christ, you know how to show a girl a good time, don't you? Sometimes I wonder if the time machine causes the end of everything. Maybe it was something that never should have been made, like the bomb. What if I have to go back and the enemy has won? What do I do? It's terrifying me. I don't think they win. The antibodies are appearing everywhere in our world now. I just don't know if we win either. I'm shooting people and it never seems to end. It was all those Moorcock books. I wanted to be Jerry Cornelius, the English assassin. I wanted the guns and the cars and the girls and the chaos. Shit, I've ended up a murderer. My karma's a bloody minefield. What does this have to be us? Don't you sometimes wish you didn't know? I mean, those men were serious. What if they killed Takashi or Mason? What if it's all gone wrong? Christ, what if it's all gone right? Which is worse? What do we do? Robin, we wanted this. We wanted to be special and important and cool. And look, here we are. So what can we do but lie in the beds that we made? You saved the future from the past. And I kill the bad guys like they've never been killed before. And that's where we're going to end it this time. Let's see. Let's see, do we have another... When does it start? I don't know. No. There's more here. Well, we're gonna end it right on this part here, because it's not giving us like an episode title, but that's clearly the next issue, episode, whatever. It's late, and I didn't get that much sleep last night, but I've been rolling through it. So at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll be out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with the Invisibles.